I didn't nearly make it this morning. I've got a bad cold. Shall we go on with what we are talking about day before yesterday? Shall we? It seems to me that we never seriously think things through. We go halfway and give it up. And I think we're not sufficiently serious enough to go into this. I would like to discuss or talk over with you, if I may, not only what we have been talking about, thinking together, but the problem of security. Why human beings throughout the world seek psychological security. One needs physical security. You must have food, clothes, and shelter. And apparently, throughout the millennia, man has not been able to organize his society so that everybody could have enough food, clothes, and shelter. There have been many, many revolutions to bring this about, totalitarian this and the other, but apparently they have not been able to succeed. And is it because we seek physical security and that desire for physical security has psychologically taken over the physical demands? You understand? One needs physical security, and that's the function of a good society, which we'll go into present. What is a good society? And why has not human beings been able to arrange and have capacity to organize enough energy to see that all human beings have enough food, clothes, and shelter? That's one problem. And the other is, each human being seeks psychological security, inward security, relying on belief, holding on, hoping thereby in a belief to find security, in an ideal, in a person, in a concept, in an experience, and does he ever find security in any of them? You understand my question? And if he doesn't, why does he hold on to them? You understand my question? If one may, let us think over together this question. That is, if you are willing, put aside your particular vanity, your particular prejudice, your own conclusions, and let's think over this problem together. Which means, you're not accepting what the speaker is saying, nor are you accepting your own conclusions, because you have none. You put them aside. So let us think this over very carefully, and this may be one of the factors that human beings are so frightened. Why does the mind cling to a particular memory, to a particular experience, hold on to a belief which has lost all meaning? Why? Let's talk it over together. Either he is incapable of seeing the facts, or he likes to live in an illusion, in a make-believe, which has nothing whatsoever to do with actuality. The actuality being what is taking place now. Or he separates the experience, the idea, the ideal, the belief, as being not accurate, but holds on to them because intellectually he's incapable of investigating. You follow it? Now, if we may proceed step by step, have you any belief that you hold on to? And if you hold on to a belief, what is that belief? How does it come into being? Either through centuries of propaganda, as most religions have done. That's their métier, that's their investment. For centuries, a belief has been created, and one accepts it naturally from childhood. And it's easier to follow what has been the tradition rather than to break away from it. You're following all this? If you have no particular ideals, beliefs, then ideals. The word idea, a belief comes from Greek, which means to see, to observe. You understand? Not observe and then from it a conclusion which becomes an idea. The word idea actually means to observe. Now, have we ideals? Which is the future. The future which is going to be achieved. The ideal has been projected from the experiences of the past, from certain conclusions which have been gathered, and from that you project an ideal, historical, worldly, or personal. Right? That is, the past projecting a concept as an ideal which is in the future and conforming to the future, to that ideal. It is the same movement from the past modified through the present and the future. Right? That's clear, isn't it? Now, if you see that, when you have an ideal, there must be a contradiction in your daily life, because that ideal is something non-real, right? Non-factual. But the factual is what is happening, and hence a conflict, an adjustment, a imitation, a division. So there is constantly approximating one's action to something which is not factual. I wonder if that is illusory, this is actual. Now, after explaining that very carefully, we can go much more into details. Do you actually see this fact? Or are you already translating it into an idea? You're following? Please observe yourself. That is, if one has a belief, an ideal, and you see the nature of the ideal, how the ideal comes into being. Lenin, all the Maoists have these ideals. After studying history and coming to their own particular conclusion about history, and then projecting the ideas, and then making human beings conform to that idea. So have you, as a human being, thinking this out very carefully, do you see the falseness of it? And therefore letting it go? Or you like the idea, or you feel, no, not the idea, you feel if you have an ideal, you are doing something. You are active. You are accomplishing, fulfilling your ideals. And that gives one a great satisfaction, vanity, a sense of purpose. You following what? So, after talking over together, does one put aside ideals? If you do, then you say, is it possible then to face actually what is happening? Not in contrast to the ideal, and measuring what is happening according to the ideal, but have the capacity to face what is actually going on. You in that observation of what is going actually taking place, there is no conflict. You are watching. I wonder if you see this. Are we together in this, or am I?